107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure, Sydney. Now, Sydney, I got to ask, I know you were away last weekend. You were in Halifax, is that right?
Yes, my fiance and I went to Halifax to visit some family, and although it was very chilly, it was fantastic. We had lots of seafood and lots of good times with family.
Oh, very nice. And the flights, so went okay, everything?
Yes, very smooth. Might have even caught a little nap on the flight, which was just fantastic.
Well, good to have you back, and it's again time for our recipe of the week. And Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so this week we're talking breakfast. So breakfast can be one of those tough meals because many of us are on the go in the morning and just rushing to get out the door. But this week's recipe, kefir pancakes, makes breakfast a breeze because they're super easy to just pop in your toaster and grab on your way to work or school.
Okay, this sounds interesting. Take it away.
Yeah, so if you've never heard of kefir, or it's also pronounced kefir sometimes, it's a fermented dairy product, although you can also get plant-based versions as well if you don't consume dairy. And it has a consistency that's similar to a drinkable yogurt, and because it's fermented, it actually provides some really great benefits for our gut health, including adding diversity to our good gut bacteria. So to make our kefir pancakes, you're going to whisk together flour, baking powder, baking soda, sugar, and salt in a large bowl. Then combine your kefir with some milk, melted butter, and an egg in another bowl. Stir your kefir mixture into your flour mixture with a wooden spoon until combined. And if you're looking to add a bit more nourishment, you can also add some berries in there, or maybe some diced apples or bananas to your batter as well. Then cook your pancakes in a bit of melted margarine, one by one in a hot frying pan over medium heat. Cook for about 3 minutes per side until golden brown and cooked through, and you have a delicious breakfast that you can also keep in your fridge and then just pop them in the toaster to heat up for those busy weekdays.
It sounds great. And I'm just thinking, for anyone who, enjoyed pancakes last Tuesday for Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday, or didn't get enough pancakes, here's another great option for this weekend.
Exactly. I think pancakes are one of those classic dinner recipes that can just be so easy to make on a weeknight.
Sounds great. Recipe of the week. Of course, we'll have that available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Well, we're sort of not completely out of the chilly weather. Certainly a mild weekend in store, but we're not completely done with the chilly weather. But you've got some great ideas, Sydney, on your Facebook page with kind of warm-up drinks, if you will.
Yes, one of my favorite warm drinks to have during the chilly weather is a soy chai latte at home. So it's super easy. You just heat up soy milk in a little pan on your stove, add a chai tea bag to it with some cinnamon and vanilla and froth it a little bit. And if you want more directions, you can find those on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, Your Dietitian at Zehrs.
All right. And Sydney, folks can still reach out for things like webinars and more events coming up?
Absolutely. We just had a webinar last week, which was a big hit, but we'll definitely be having more in the future. And you can find those details on my Google Business page. So if you just Google Sydney Brennan, registered dietitian at Zehrs, you should be able to find that information there.
That sounds great. And maybe we'll have seafood recipes down the road from Halifax.
Yes, maybe I'll have an East Coast-inspired recipe for next week, so stay tuned.
There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks again, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend.